This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The lob, it's broken up. Matthews has to put the shot up at the buzzer.
Oh!
Garrison Matthews nearly won it on a half-court heave.
Boy, did it look good.
134-135.
Tough game tonight for the Wizards.
It's You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on the BetQL Audio Network.
Was that noted of wordsmith Drew Gooden there as part of the call on the NBC Sports Washington?
Tough game there for that basketball team playing the basketball game. Very tough.
What else is left? Can we get Jimmy Patsos doing like color for the Wizards games?
It would be an interesting ride. You wouldn't get what else is left. You definitely wouldn't get that. There would be nothing left. That would be
okay. Bad. So ready? Garrison Matthews misses the three at the buzzer to win the game. Jimmy Patsos's call is what?
Some yelling, definitely like, oh my God, like, oh my God. And then like something about how he had lunch with somebody on the coaching staff and they had told him that Garrison Matthews has been working on that. And that, that when he played in college, that his college coach also taught him some stuff. And Jimmy Patsos played golf with that coach the other day.
So. I think that sounds like it would be pretty accurate.
Probably in Maryland, probably is where the golf took place. Yeah.
Well, but when he coached under Gary Williams.
Right. Naturally.
I mean, you didn't know that?
Right. That national championship, you know. There's a banner hanging.
And lost in the Final Four.
Do your research, folks.
Okay. You better you bet BetQL Audio Network, Costos Barkley, Power Hour, next hour, all our picks coming up for tonight. But right now, let's talk some NBA with our friend, Noobs. It's Alex Christensen. Net Worth Podcast. Does great work for four. Like our guy Rick Camp, like our buddy Connor Allen. Love having Noobs on the show. Twitter handle is @_Noobs. Great to have him back on. You better you bet. Noobs, what's going on, brother? Welcome back to the show with Nick and Ken. How you feeling?
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, gentlemen. It's always great to talk with you. How are you guys doing?
We're doing good, and we'll go through, I think, Alex, a lot of playoff stuff throughout the course of the show. Nick and I did our playoff projections in the first hour. But first, just to kind of get into a little bit of the regular season. We don't have to do a lot of it, but give us a betting angle during this garbage time, teams tanking, weird kind of games. Give us a betting angle during this time of year that you've had a lot of success with.
The closest thing I have left to a really good angle with this many games left in the season, to be perfectly honest, I'm finding more reasons not to bet than to bet. But, I'm still looking at marquee games, where you have two teams that are possible playoff teams that are kind of looking forward to playing each other. Tonight you have one of these with the Lakers and the Clippers, and it's pretty shocking to see a Clippers total in the 212 range, but I think it's almost the market catching up to that a little bit. But when you have games, again, the Lakers against the Clippers, I think there's, I don't know if there's any big Sixers games left, Nets versus Bucks the other night. Try to look towards the under, especially in the first half. These games tend to be very slow, and teams are starting to get more prepared for each other. But my other big piece of advice is take your time and wait as late as you can to bet. Some of the injury stuff is just getting just way out of hand. I think we had Kyle Lowry about 30 minutes ago or so announced out without any real warning whatsoever. So take your time as a spread better.
Noobs, what is your level of trust come playoff time in Brooklyn Nets head coach Steve Nash?
I don't not trust him, which I think is the most accurate way I can describe it.
So you trust him?
Right.
I guess so. I don't know. In the NBA, you have good coaches, and there's very few of those. You have coaches that aren't bad, and then you have bad coaches. He seems squarely in that not bad category. I like the way he talks, and he's sort of calm, and he has these sort of small goals for the team. And I don't think that he's trying to do a lot of tinkering really from an X's and O's standpoint. I think he's really worried about making sure guys get enough minutes so that they're in kind of playoff form, making sure guys are comfortable and the lineups fit together. So I like the approach that he's taking, but it is the approach of someone that is in their first year that is kind of open and admitting that they might not be as prepared as some of these other guys. But again, he's going about it with the right attitude. So like I said, I don't not trust him.
Alex, obviously the reason we're asking you that question is Steve Nash. They played the Bucks a couple of times and he made some questionable decisions, but also because he's facing another coach in those two games and possibly in the second round of the playoffs on the opposite sideline in Coach Bud, who has had this reputation kind of dog him for the last couple of years as well. I mean, it could be like a dumb off basically between Coach Bud and Steve Nash. What did you learn, if anything, from those two Bucks Nets games, and how would you see a second round series between them playing out?
I learned that I have no interest in backing the Nets without James Harden. I think it's going to be really important that he somehow come back for the playoffs. Otherwise, this team does not have the amount of offensive firepower that I think it needs to succeed. And I also learned that the Bucks are finally starting to put it together defensively. Budenholzer is someone that I have, you know, put in that bad coach category, frankly, very often. It's the way he does old things really confused me. But this year, he put the team into a defensive scheme that has more switching, which is perfect for a team with the length and the things that they have. And they struggled with it at the beginning of the year. And I think adding PJ Tucker has especially helped because he comes from systems that have done that before. I think he can help the team. And obviously, he's just kind of a nice, you know, Swiss Army knife, if you will, on defense. So I learned that, again, the Nets, I really need James Harden there. And from a Bucks perspective, I'm actually a little more bullish on them given what I saw defensively.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time, the roast of Tom Brady, a Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the 7-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Noobs, a likely first-round series that we're going to see in the Eastern Conference. Ken and I bandied it about in hour number one. Is the New York Knicks, my New York Knicks, and the Atlanta Hawks in the 4-5 matchup. Ken and I both think it's going 7. We both like the Knicks. I'm very nervous about this series. I'm just nervous about Knicks playoff basketball in general here. What is your projection right now for Knicks-Hawks, if indeed that's the matchup in round number one?
I like the Knicks. I like the Knicks in 7. I think the Knicks do win in Madison Square Garden. As I start to look at the matchup, it's teams that do line up well with each other. I mean, if the Knicks are healthy, if they have Nerlens Noel, I don't know if there's any chance of Mitchell Robinson coming back. That doesn't seem likely, but at least if Nerlens is out there, they're going to have enough from a big man perspective to play against, Clint Capella, to play against John Collins and even Okongwu. I think Julius Randle would have a really nice series there. You know, maybe Collins can D him up. I don't know, but it's going to be a really interesting series. But at the end of the day, I don't know if I trust Trae Young. Something doesn't look right with him this year. I think he's taken somewhere in the neighborhood of 2.5 to three less three-pointers per game. He hasn't been healthy all year. It doesn't seem to be fitting together for him. And if the Hawks go into that series without DeAndre Hunter, I think the Knicks guards are really going to shine. I think you're going to see great series from Emmanuel Quickley. I think you're going to see Derrick Rose play very, very well. So I'm bullish on the Knicks, and you know, I think this is going to be a series where when you get to seven games in the NBA playoffs, it's going to be which team blinks first. And this Knicks team, I don't see it in them. I mean, Randall's been great. They've been tough all year, so I don't think they're going to slow down whatsoever. I like the Knicks in seven.
Noobs, if we go to the Western Conference, one of the matchups that seems pretty likely, and it could be in a 6-3 or a 5-4, and Nick and I talked about it a little bit, is the Lakers, who are going to find themselves the road team in the first round. And there's a lot of ways they wind up going to Denver. I know there's also ways they wind up against the Clippers. Maybe we can talk about that too. But Lakers at Denver is so fascinating, right? Because you have that rare situation where the road team, and let's assume LeBron James is healthy and playing, and Anthony Davis obviously as well. I mean, they could be a massive favorite in a series where they are the road team in the first round. I don't think we've ever, you know, not that we've never seen that before, but it's rare to see something like that. Get kind of like spitball with us. Come up with an idea for like, what is the series price? Lakers, who won the title last year on the road in the first round of the playoffs against the MVP of the league. Like, what kind of point spread or series price? What can we kind of anticipate there? And what would you bet on?
You know, from a serious price perspective, you have to start with what the injury sheet looks like. Let's assume that LeBron is mostly healthy, Anthony Davis is mostly healthy. I think the market has to make the Lakers a favorite. And you look at the odds right now, they're still second favorite to win the title. So I think obviously, you know, the market is telling us they'd have to be a favorite to win not only the Western Conference, but for their first round series. If it is a team like Denver, I think that without Jamal Murray, it's going to be really tough for them. And I think you're looking at a price. You know, Lakers to win the series in the minus 300-ish kind of range, something with a -3, probably not as deep as minus 400. And I would be bullish on the Nuggets there, probably more game to game than from a series price perspective. But I would look to maybe bet the Nuggets early in some of those games. You know, even at home, we'll see if fans are around. Maybe there'll be small underdogs there, and that'll be a nice way to attack that series. If it's Lakers-Clippers, I think the Clippers will be favored, and I think that you'd be foolish to, you know, back the Lakers if they're less than, say, plus 200. I think it'll be pretty close. You know, maybe you have a Clippers minus 175, Lakers plus 150 kind of price in that series. But if it's Nuggets-Lakers, which I think will be more interesting, honestly, instead of attacking a series price, again, unless they give us plus 4 or plus 500, something goofy like that, look for Nuggets night to night, especially when they're at home.
You better. You bet. BetQL Audio Network. Nick Costos, Ken Barkley on the Thursday talking NBA with Alex Christensen, a.k.a. Noobs. So, Noobs, I know you didn't say you think the Lakers would lose in the first round, but you'd be looking to back the Nuggets in a lot of spots there. Who do you think right now is coming out of the Western Conference?
The Clippers? And I say that with a questioning tone, yes. Simply because I go through the list, and I think, you know, Ken, you do this as well. You go through and you start to cross teams off. I'm crossing Utah off. I'm crossing Denver off. I'm crossing Dallas off. I don't know what to do with the Lakers. If they're fully healthy and everything's clicking suddenly for some reason, it could all go very well. So, you know, I'm not crossing them off. And then everybody else is off the list. That leaves me with Phoenix, the Lakers, as I've mentioned, the Clippers. You can't bet the Lakers at any of these prices. Phoenix is very interesting to me. I think that that is kind of the wild card team that could really upset the apple cart if Chris Paul can stay healthy, if his body can do what it frankly hasn't done throughout his career and stay healthy for several rounds of the playoffs for seven games. That team could be really kind of terrifying. But that leaves me with the Clippers. They've got Kawhi. They've got Paul George. It's a really deep team. You know, as I've said before, I think on this show, I believe playoff basketball to be more about defense than it is about offense. And this is a team that has the length, that has the intelligence, that has the pieces to really shut anyone down at a moment's notice. So I think as you start to look at it, again, I don't feel great about it, but I think the Clippers are who you'd have to pick.
Noobs, we have about 60 seconds left. What play-in game potentially, or what first-round series potentially would you be the most excited for and why?
As I start to look at it, you know, from an Eastern Conference perspective, I'm excited to see, you know, Washington, see what they can do, if they can get themselves into the playoff series. You know, it looks like they're going to run into the Sixers. That might be kind of tough, but the Sixers are generally not very good at guarding very dynamic guards. Enter the Washington Wizards, who have Russell Westbrook, and I have a lot of negative feelings about him, but they also have Bradley Beal, who's pretty spectacular. Now, obviously, I think the Sixers are going to win that series, but I think night to night, the Wizards could be really terrifying from a spread perspective. If you're going to get a chance to back the Wizards anywhere near double digits, you know, night to night in that series, You know, I would look at that. I would look at things like Bradley Beal overs. Again, I expect the Sixers to win the series, but the Wizards could really make things more difficult than expected.
Noobs, great job as always, man. Love having you on. You better, you bet. Check them out at 4 for 4. We will talk to you soon. Hit them up and also underscore Noobs on Twitter. Noobs, we'll talk to you, buddy. Good luck tonight and be well.
Good luck to you guys. See ya.
That's our friend Alex Christensen, a.k.a. Noobs. Power Hour coming up next. We went 11-0 last night in the NBA. No pressure.
Not a lot of games to pick from. Not a lot of baseball games either.
So we'll see how it goes. Baseball, NBA, BetQL's 5-Star Blaze. It's all coming up next hour. Power Hour. You better, you bet.